to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome back to the Village Kids and 5-6 Advent Podcast. We have been going through the God of Amazing Gifts and how when we look at the gifts that He gives us, it really just reflects back on Him, who He is, and who we are in light of that. And today we have a set of brothers. They are not the only brothers in their family, but they are our representatives for their family, and I'm going to let them introduce yourself. So go ahead and tell us, what is your name and your grade?
Jet, and I'm in kindergarten.
We have Jet in kindergarten with us. And other brother, what is your name and grade?
Palmer, and I'm in third grade.
All right. And so we have Palmer and Jet, and they are going to be talking to us today about the topic of...
giving up and talking.
Yep, giving up and taking on. And so we're going to be talking about, what in the world does that even mean? I think that's a weird title. Did you guys think that was a weird title when you read through your day? Yeah, I kind of do too. But let's talk about what it is. Before we jump into that, I'm going to open us in prayer, and then I have some questions for you guys, okay?
Okay.
God of amazing gifts, we want to give like you give. God, I pray today that you would help us appreciate more and more what that looks like. Pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right, so before we jump into some of our content, I have a couple questions for you guys. So Jet, tell me first, what are you looking forward to about Christmas this year?
A lot of presents.
A lot of presents? We can only hope. All right, Palmer, how about you?
Having a joyful time and learning more about God.
Ooh, I like that too. Here's a great combo answer for that. It's definitely presents and God. Those are some great things about Christmas, that's for sure. All right, Jet, you can start us on this one. What is your favorite gift that you've ever received? What's something you like, oh, I love when I got that?
A skateboard.
A skateboard? That would be a good gift. Do you use it often?
No.
But it was a great gift when it came. Okay, Palmer, tell me, what's a great gift that you received?
A Nintendo.
Ooh, really? Is that something that you use all the time?
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. You're like, all right. And Jet, tell me, what is a gift that you've given to someone else that you just thought were so excited to be able to give them?
A deco.
Oh, that is pretty exciting. And Palmer, how about you?
A skateboard.
Was that the skateboard that he received?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's a win. One of the favorite things you got was something that you got to give. So that's a fun combination. All right. So if you guys both could give one gift to everyone in the whole world, what would you give them? What do you think, Jet?
Kindness. Respect and teamwork.
And teamwork. Yep. You'd be like, I mean, can you imagine a world where there was everyone was kind and everyone wanted to work together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can, because that's why you chose those answers. That would be delightful. We have some teamwork going on this podcast here with these gentlemen, so we're working as a team. We're going to jump into the content. All right, either of you can answer this. Which do you think you'd find harder, giving up an activity that you love or having to take on and do an activity that you do not like? What do you think is harder?
Doing something that you don't like.
I agree. It is hard to give up things that you really love, but that's not the same kind of like soul scraping that it takes to like do something that you don't really like. What's something that you don't like? So for me, I really don't like doing the dishes. What do you guys not like doing?
Giving up something you love because you won't reach your goals.
That's hard too, right? You give up something, you had like a goal, and then you have to kind of like sacrifice that. Yeah. Is there anything that if someone asks you to do it, Jet, that you're like, you don't like to do it? Like someone's like, can you go lick the window? You'd be like, ooh, that's not my favorite. But what's something that like maybe your parents ask you to do? That was kind of a weird example I gave. But like what's something that people sometimes ask you to do that you're like, please don't ask me to do that?
Clean my room.
Clean your room. That is a very common answer on that one, right? If you could see Palmer's face, he is affirming that Jet does not like that.
Literally, mom cleans our room every time when it gets a mess.
Yeah,
so he do not even help a bit.
Well, because he doesn't like it, I guess, right? Palmer is saying that literally mom is the one who helps clean his room because it just seems to be something.
None of us do.
Yeah, because none of you do, right? Well, so your mom's like, you know what? I want to clean you out of this room. I want to not allow you to be in your own filth. I'll help you out, right? It's a very loving mom. And so as we talk about giving up and then taking on, it's kind of like this switch. We're considering Jesus' example, focusing on what he gave up and what he took on. And we find out about this in Philippians chapter 2.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, vow others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others.
Excellent job. And that's located in Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. And so let's make sure we understand these terms. Selfish ambition is that you're trying to achieve something that's good for you, but it's not necessarily good for the other people, right? You're like, move aside. This is all about me. Vain conceit means that you're thinking highly of yourself without having a reason to. Humility means that you're not thinking too highly of yourself. So he's like, that's what I want you to be doing. Your own interests, that means like what's good for you, and the interests of others, that's what's good for others. And so what word beginning with S tells us what our behavior should not be like in verse 3?
Selfish.
That's exactly right. And what word beginning with O tells us what we ought to care about instead?
Others.
That's right. So we're not supposed to be thinking about ourselves. We're supposed to be thinking about others. When we do put others ahead of ourselves, we're being like Jesus. Let's see how. I'm going to go ahead and read this scripture from verses 5 and 8. The passage continues. It says, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." And so do you know what mindset is? It's kind of like your attitude, right? And so my question for you, gentlemen, is the first part of verse 6 tells us that Jesus is God. What does the second part of verse 6 tell us about Jesus's attitude towards everything he is and he has?
Jesus put others before himself.
That's right. His attitude about who he is, he's like, I might be God, but I'm going to put other people before myself anyways. And everything I have, I'm going to give to you. What did Jesus take on according to verse 7, Palmer?
Jesus became a servant to others.
That's right. Like, he's the king of the universe. Did a king need to become a servant? No. Yeah, your eyebrows just like went up, right? You're like, no, that's a crazy idea, right? But yeah, that's what he did. Jesus gave up the throne room of heaven to take on the tiredness, the hunger, and all the other hard things that being human involves. That's amazing. What else was he willing to give up for other people?
He died on the cross to save our sins.
Right. So he gave up his life even, right? Like, he was willing to go and give up everything he had to love us and to care for us. Jesus gave up what was rightfully his, and he took on hardship and punishment that he did not deserve. And we're all called to have the same attitude as him. A Jesus-like life involves being willing to give up and take on for the sake of other people. All right, so can you think of some real-life examples of not looking to our own interests, but to the interests of others? What do you think our life would be like if everyone was willing to put other people's interests above our own?
I could help with my brother instead of watching TV. This would make people happy.
Mm-hmm. Right, so like you could be like, right now, I'd like to watch TV, but if I give up my own interests, I'm thinking about the interests of other people, probably being my brother and my mom, right? Helping them out. That's a great example. All right, Jet, how about you? What else, what would you be able to do different to think about other people?
I'll help my mom clean the house.
Yeah, and then how would that make her feel?
Happy.
Yeah, I know. We get to be these like older adults and we're like, you know what makes me happy? Cleaning help. It's legit. It's very true. Makes my heart sore. So let's think about someone you know who needs you to do good to them. What might you have to give up in order to do it? And a second part of that is, what difficulties might you need to be willing to take on to do that?
My teacher needs me to not be distracted in class.
Yeah, that's hard though, right? So how could you do that?
I could do this by giving up talking to my friends when I should be working. This is difficult because I love talking to my friends.
Legit, right? You're like, wait, do work or talk to my friends? It's more naturally appealing to be talking to my friends than doing hard work, right? That's probably pretty normal.
And I don't want to upset them.
Your friends? Yeah. Like, you don't want to make them feel left out or like you're not paying attention to them? Yeah. So then you kind of feel pulled in both directions, right?
Uh-huh.
But one of the things that you can do for your teacher, and honestly, even for yourself, is to be able to be like, but I got to do my work right now. This is my work time. Jet, what do you think? What might you have to give up?
play with my brother.
Yeah. So you could give up watching TV, right, in order to be able to play with your brother. And that would be helpful, right? But it's hard because how do you feel about watching TV?
Sad.
You feel sad about watching TV? I think you like it.
Happy.
Yeah, right? You're like, the smile on your face right now is fantastic, right? You're like, oh no, secretly, actually, I love watching TV. It makes me feel very happy, right? And so sometimes it's hard to give up things that make us feel happy to do things that are harder and maybe don't feel as good at the moment. And so as we've spent some time talking about this gift, the fact that Jesus, he gives up what he rightfully is owed to take on things that is not his. He gave up his place in heaven to come to earth. He gave up his seat right next to God in order to come be with us. So many different things. And to take on our sin. And so, Palmer, will you close us in prayer today? And just we'll be praying that everyone is able to understand these truths and to understand what it is that they can give up and what they can take on to love the people around them.
Dear God, I hope that we just have a happy life and that everybody understands this and that they get a little more about God and they have a joyful time. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, gentlemen, can you wish our listeners a Merry Christmas together?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you back here tomorrow.